And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is here too. And we have the president, the head man for Shimano American, Dave Pfeiffer, talking all kinds of great stuff here. Talking fishing. Dave's a hardcore fisherman. And it translates into why Shimano products are the best. Because you can hear, he fishes all the time. He loves the fish here in Southern California. Gives a huge advantage to our Southern California anglers when it comes to Shimano tackle.
So cool that, like you say, the stuff that we all like, you know, surface iron yellowtail and calico bass fishing and local tuna fishing, the boss, you know, the head guy, that's what he does, and I think that we're the big benefit of that.
Oh, no doubt about it. And boy, did the boss bring in something only the boss could do.
How cool is that? So if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show today, we have an amazing prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and we've been talking about it. Shimano Torium, one of the most popular Southern California reels. I mean, a great live bait reel that makes tons of power and is affordable, that we can all afford to pay for the reel, right around $200, just a tick above there. A very capable reel, gone through a complete redesign, and just like we were talking about with Trinidad, a little bit lighter, a little bit smaller, a little bit fast, you know, but it still has that same high speed, high torque. Brand new Torium A, and one lucky caller at the end of the show is going to be the very first to have that brand new Torium.
When it comes out, you're going to have to wait for it. It's March time period, right, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to have to wait, but when you get it, you're going to be the envy of all your neighbors.
You'll have to think about whether you even use it.
Yeah. Just show it around. Yeah. See what I got?
Keep that one and then buy another one.
There you go. Be one of the first on the block to have a new Torium A20.
Sweet.
How about
sweet,
that?
Sweet,
huh?
Sweet.
Well, and
again,
we're hoping around Fred Hall time, around that time.
Let's just say March. Just stop March. Trying to pin me
we'll
down.
Just see we'll just say March.
I'm going to stop here before I get there.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, as you can hear, we got an awesome show going on. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get your shot to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And let's just jump right into those jam-packed phones because they are packed up. And talk to Robert, who's called us from Poway this morning. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
First, I just want to start off to a happy birthday tomorrow to my friend Chuck Byron. Would have been 54.
Wow.
Missing terribly. But on to another current event would be about yo-yo iron. Would you use the same, like, say, Alejos Rocks or Coronado Islands? Would you use the same setup for yo-yo iron?
Dave?
And what would it be?
That's a good question. I mean, I have to be honest. I've never fished Alejos, so... But I think the one difference there might be is, you know, obviously depending on what time of year there, you catch yellowtail, you catch big tunas, you catch a lot of different type of things. So basically, I think, yes, you could use, you know, very, very similar. And I think, you know, generally what people are saying now is, you know, what the common yo-yo is Trinidad 20, Trinidad 30 with 65-pound Power Pro and then a short piece of some sort of heavy mono or heavy fluorocarbon. Just to add a little bit of, you know, give when the fish first bites. So I don't, and then I would put that with a 6.5 or 7 foot rod. I personally don't like long rods for yo-yo fishing myself. So I think that's, you know, a very, very similar outfit. There's no reason today that won't work on the coast and that wouldn't work at some place like Alejos when you're catching, you know, even if you hook a big tuna. So, that would be definitely my suggestion. Now, Ricky actually is probably way more adept at answering that question than me, but that's my recommendation.
I think that was dead on. I think that a Alejos style outfit would work perfectly fine here. I'm going to go back to the Luke's original thing, and I'm going to put my request in for Trinidad 40A also. Yeah, Trinidad 40, just like the Trinidad DC, it's one of those things that probably didn't make sense to continue, but the few that are still around, man, I that is just like the world's greatest yo-yo jig reel ever. That being said, Trinidad 20 is perfect. It's fast. It fits. You can probably turn the handle faster on the Trinidad because it fits in your hand so much better. And it's a perfect yo-yo outfit.
Works very well.
One of those reels that it is worth spending the extra money on getting that Trinidad. Having the power that reel makes, you can turn the handle and get the jig moving. One, if you really wanted to, for something like yo-yo jig fishing, you get the jig moving so fast if you wanted to. But more than that, you can just turn the handle at a normal pace, and the jig is still retrieved three times faster than it was back in the old days when we all used the Yellowtail Special in 4-to-1 gears. But then you have the power to wind through it. When you get your bite, you can effortlessly wind through the bite and hang your fish.
Yeah, and you know, granted, I obviously a tackle geek can maybe pay a little more attention to tackle nuances than a lot of people. But especially yo-yo fishing is pretty demanding fishing. There's actually a lot more pressure on the reel than people realize, especially now, because I've seen there's a lot more than using the 6X Junior, for example, in yo-yo, a full 6X. And that's a grind.
Yeah. That's
and
a big grind.
So there's one of the nuances when people say, well, what's the difference between a Trinidad and a Torium? Torium's going to work fine. But the Trinidad with that full aluminum frame, full aluminum side plate, the additional bearings supporting it, there's this subtle thing. There's a lot more efficiency in the grind and less flex and a lot of things that over time, if you're doing this all the time, they make a difference.
Yeah.
Now, again, you're going to be fine with a lot of the other stuff. There's no question. I am surprised on yo-yo fishing the number of people that do use lever drags. And even though, obviously, I'm a big Talica fan, that would not be my choice for yo-yo fishing just because the gearbox positioning is different. And the gear ratio is different, and the amount of line pickup is different. And that's where, and whether that's a Talica or whether you're using any of our competitors' lever drag, I still believe a Star Drag reel is the best choice for yo-yo fishing, bar none.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to draw your attention to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. If you aren't a subscriber, you should be a subscriber. But if you're not, it's very easy to find. Go to the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. On the top right, you'll see icons where you can link with Instagram, where you can link with YouTube, Facebook, the whole deal. It's the red icon is the YouTube, and it's a little video I put together from our December journeyman trip to Puerto Vallarta. That Rick is leaving on a week from today with his group down there on Journeyman Sport Fishing. So check it out. It's got some cool underwater shots and kind of a cool, gives you kind of the journeyman experience in Puerto Vallarta of how good it really is. So check that out. It's on our YouTube channel. Again, hookup1090.com, top right. Click on the red icon that takes you to the YouTube channel and watch it and subscribe.
There you go. Very cool video. You did a good job, man. Looks
thanks.
Awesome. How about next up, we talk to Luke. Luke's calling us from Riverside this morning. Luke, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys.
Good morning,
what's
Luke.
What's up, Luke?
I just wanted to tell you about the time my dad took me on a three-quarter day boat, and I was using a Shimano reel and a wax wing, and we caught a bunch of barracuda, and we had a good time. It was fun.
Cool.
That is it.
Yeah, were you casting yourself?
Yeah.
Wow, very nice. How old are you, Luke?
I'm 10.
All right.
All right.
You love to fish, huh?
Yellowtail are next for you, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Surface Iron Man in the making right
that's
there.
It.
There
no he doubt is. About that.
All right. Good
nice
going,
job,
Luke. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to John, who's got us from Huntington Beach this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, as always.
Thanks,
John.
Yeah, my question for Dave is, I saw him on Michael Folk's video about catching bluefin tuna locally and how to take care of them, and I was really fascinated by the process that he uses. And if you could, and I guess a couple of questions on that, do you ever use a wire like they do on the Royal Star to kind of stun the fish and stabilize them? Anyway, could you just walk through that process on a private boat, how you take care of your fish?
Yeah, you know, specifically to the wire, I've seen it done many times, and I'm fascinated by it. And I have to be honest and say I haven't. It's a step I want to take. But honestly, it seems like kind of running the boat and taking care of all that, that's the last step I never quite get time for.
Uh-huh.
But I still would like to do it. I've seen it done in Japan, and I've seen it done on long-range boats, and it's fascinating, and I do believe in it. But essentially, you know, the main thing is I'm a believer – right now, anyway, for me personally, is taking less but taking much better care of it and utilizing it a lot more. I don't need volume. I just want high quality, and I want to eat it fresh. So that's where I started just learning about the bleeding process. And the main basis is the more blood you get out of the meat, One, of course, the better it's going to taste. But two, the better it's going to last. What people don't realize, I think, most of the time is in the refrigerator, or even if you freeze it, the first thing that starts to break down is the blood in the meat, and that's what deteriorates the meat. So the more blood you can get out of the meat, the better. The meat's going to be firmer. It's going to last longer. It's going to taste better. All that is going to be better. So that's where we just learned the sort of bleeding technique. And I think the single biggest mistake people make is that when they go to bleed the fish, they actually kill the fish. And so you don't get all that blood out of the fish. They bleed, but it's really misleading because there's a lot more that can happen there. So, granted, this doesn't sound great, but the longer you can keep the fish alive and bleeding out, the better. Because
how do you do that?
Well, and that's where instead of like ripping the whole throat out or cutting the thing, I simply cut one gill and put them, as it was in the video, face down in a bucket of water, and then a cut at the tail, across the very end of the tail, which sort of kind of like a siphon, and that's purely debatable on whether that works.
Sure.
I saw it done that way, so I do it, but that's
not
what
broke,
I do.
Don't fix it.
Right. And then keep changing that water. And the reason that you change the water is because the fish is still taking that water in through their gills. It's salt water, so it should be fresh, not bloody. And then, two, it gives you an indication of when the fish has stopped the bleeding. Mm-hmm. So then once that's done, then in the salt water ice, and then ideally to leave in the salt water, well, certainly as long as possible, but ideally 24 hours in the ice before you even clean. That's the second thing, is most people clean the fish way too fast. The meat is not, set up and everything, and so there's a lot of waste associated with that, and usually the meat's never the same. If you clean a fish, even if you bled them well and you clean them right away, the meat is never the same as if you let the meat really firm up with rigor mortis and in the ice.
The difference between putting the fish at least 24 hours on ice and or cutting it right away is night
and
day.
It's huge.
It's night and day. And in fact, I've said this many times, in Hawaii, they won't even touch a tuna for 3 days a lot of times.
Well, the prevailing feeling in Japan from sushi bars and locals that really know fish and everything, and I believe Japanese in general probably know more about fish and fish preparation.
Anyway. If you're paying $1 million for a fish, you know a lot.
Is the vast majority of species of fish, not all, but like yellowtail tuna, 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator to set up before you even have sashimi. That's the best. They say
so
a yellowtail.
After you cut it? Or
after
before
it's been
cut
and cleaned and all, and then wrapped in the refrigerator, they say a yellowtail is best at 4 days.
4 days.
Really?
And I believe that.
I would have
now, like a
that.
Snapper or a halibut, no. That is much more. That they will eat literally fresh. Like there, they will kill a snapper and sashimi it right away or a day later or a halibut. But a tuna and a yellowtail, minimum 2 days in the refrigerator. Sometimes they won't even touch it for 2 days.
And you're talking that's after the 24 hours that it sat on ice. So it's caught, ice for 24 hours, if not longer, then cut, then wrapped, then 2 days in the fridge.
Yes.
And wrapping it, a lot of times, like what we talk about in unfreezing that Sean from Fisherman's Processing taught us, is when you take a fish out that you want to eat the next day, take it out of the freezer, take it out of the wrap, wrap it in paper towels and suck all that moisture out of there and let it thaw for at least a day in that. You can put it in a bag and such like that too, but let that moisture get out.
And it's a similar thing, though, when you clean fish on the boat, and I have to do the same thing, practically speaking, even if I've iced them for, maybe I don't always get 24 hours, which I would like, but, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. When they go in the bag, there's always some sort of liquid, and it's usually, get that liquid out. Dry the fish. Never, ever, ever rinse the fish in fresh water. Never let fresh water touch the meat of a yellowtail or a tuna or any saltwater fish. It will immediately start deteriorating it.
Yep.
Even if the fillet looks bloody, just paper towels, let it sit, wipe it down. And then if it goes in your refrigerator, check it the next day. And if moisture has again gathered or come out of the meat, same thing. Wrap it in paper towels, dry it, rewrap it, put it back in. Now, it sounds like a lot of work, but it all depends on how much you enjoy really,
really,
really awesome
fish
compared to just so-so fish.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things you keep learning about that, and that I keep learning about that.
Yeah. John, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on in the water. It's time for the FishDope.com report with your man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, the Catch Report, sponsored part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's big fish season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hook is the one putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch that fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store. And we got the man, Captain Dave Hansen, on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I sound like a broken record if you listen to the reports the last 3 weeks. Yellowtail and bluefin, we keep talking about it. It's springtime conditions out there right now, guys. Kelly and I were out there yesterday. We went down and saw that fish that Brian was catching down there off of Box Canyon. That stuff, there is so many schools of fish down there. It's incredible the amount of yellowtail that are down there off of Box Canyon out in that deeper water. The only hard part about the whole thing is that the moment you stop on a boat bigger than 30 feet, you have 10 boats parked on top of you in a second.
That's why we need guys like you down there, so guys like me can go off and be by myself.
Right. It's pretty incredible the amount of boats that are down there just following boats around instead of looking for fish. Guys, there's a phenomenal amount of fish down there. You just got to use your electronics that you spent all that money on. It's way easier to find your own fish than to keep playing bumper boats with the other boats down there. I just can't believe the amount of fish people drive by to get to the other boat. It's pretty funny to watch. But then that bluefin's biting again out there on the Canner and the Cortez. It's crazy that we're still talking about that. I mean, if you look at the fish count for yesterday, it looks like springtime. We got a couple hundred yellowtail in the count, 100 bluefin in the count. It's incredible what's going on out there. You can start up at Rocky Point. And pretty much anywhere that you think there might be a yellowtail, there's a pretty good chance you're going to catch one from Rocky Point to the Mexican border. And then if you get down the coast there, those guys are having extremely good fishing down below there, down by San Martin Island and Colonnette. Really good yellowtail fishing down there. I can't wait to see what's going to happen this spring. It should be pretty incredible.
Yeah, we're ready to go, man. We're ready to catch some fish. And, of course, you can get Dave Hansen's information. Of course, Mark Wish and all the other guys out there that are reporting to fishdope.com. And right now, new members get $20 off an annual membership. When I'm talking annual, you buy it today, it's good till next year today. And it's a bargain. $179, you get the $20 coupon. $159 for the full year. Use the code New Year, all one word, lowercase, New Year. Save $20. You will not be sorry.
You know, I got to say, it is. I use it. Difference between years ago and now for me, I used to be on the water all the time. I was following everything all the time. I didn't need too much dope. I knew where. And now I'm not.
And you got friends.
Yeah, and now I'm not. I admit that I'm not. I'm gone. I'm traveling for a week or 10 days, and I come home, and I'm going to fish the next day. I'm way out of touch. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this – and this is the real stuff. Now, you know, there's a risk in chasing, you know, web dope or whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
But nonetheless, it gets you in the right pattern. If you go back and read, like, 3-4 days of it, and you can see how stuff's – you can learn a lot. It's a great tool, honestly.
And you keep tabs on – like you say, if you're traveling or you're not fishing, you keep tabs on what's going on, and when you go – you're ready.
Yeah, you get older, you get families, you get whatever, and you can't be out there every day knowing where the stuff's going and how, and you can't just see the water and know that this is right. And this is the real deal. It's good stuff.
You can figure out times of day.
Absolutely.
You can figure, you know, and Fish Dope's got more than just the fish report, too. Yeah. It's got weather and water and all the different things
charts
you need to. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Got it. It's the real deal. I subscribe.
There
I
you go. It. There you go. Right there from the president of Shimano. What about you, Dave? You subscribe?
I'm part of the deal. I'm part of the subscriber deal there.
He's the one that feeds the information.
Yeah, feeds it. Hey, how do we get a hold of you? We want to go fishing with you, Dave.
Well, I was just going to throw something real quick out there. The number one thing that I like about that is the route planning. Because you can basically tell your clients how much fuel you're going to burn for the day with the route planning, which no one else offers. So
that is a good one, for sure.
Just wanted to throw that out there, but. If you guys want to go fishing with me on your boat, give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll teach you how to use all those electronics you spent all that money on, and we'll go out there and catch some fish, and I'll talk to you guys next weekend.
Thanks, Dave. Good report. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Tony, who's called us from San Marcos this morning. Tony, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
Tony.
Morning.
Hey, I know that we caught a lot of fish on different lures, and that's what I enjoy. You know, the Orca and the flat fall jigs and all that. The Shimano have plans to put out a popper? Or do they have a popper out already?
Well, yes. I mean, in some ways, the Orca is a popper right now, and we'll be growing the Orca line to even some more traditional ways that way. But, yes. But, honestly, right now, in all likelihood, we're going to stay more in that sort of big game sort of popper thing. Not you know, you can go endless. Oh, my gosh, it's a black hole as far as how far you can go in with poppers and stuff.
Popper black hole.
But, yeah, you know, with the tackle that we have, connecting it with Stella and Therese and Power Pro and whatever, we're kind of in that big game popper realm with, and popper has also taken on a different meaning. You know, it's not just pop, but it's walk, pop, dive. There's a lot of things going on there. So even the term popper is changing. And so,
like the Orca has a subsurface, which is really cool. That
you can do it completely on top. Yeah. You can have a subsurface sort of
like
walk.
Like a jerkbait almost, right? Yeah.
You know, or you can actually make it sort of pop. Not, again, in a traditional big cup face popper way, but there's a lot you can do. So, yeah, you'll see us continue to expand in that. But, again, mostly in the bigger saltwater, you know, bigger game or, you know, saltwater surface market.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Talking about lures, there's one thing that I got to bring up, the amazing success of that flat fall jig. And we always say at the tackle shop, the thing that we really base our success on, how successful a lure is based on it working or based on how well people know about it, is when every crew member that, you know, only made whatever $25 inside for the day is running up to buy that jig because, dude, he goes, you will not believe how many fish that caught on that particular lure. Like, that's always the benchmark of success, and that thing was just unbelievable this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to take a minute and set the record on that because I've read a lot about, and we just, you know, I understand why people were frustrated with us that there weren't more flat falls and everything, and I've read a lot that, oh, well, you know, Shimano's going to come back and we're going to charge twice as much now, and we starved the market. Look, it's just plain and simple. Going into last season, none of us had any idea the season was going to blow up the way it did. We base all our buys and everything on history, and you know, we had a demand curve and whatever, and we added to that. And then the season took off, and flat fall took off. We sold all our inventory, everything that we had planned for the summer, like right away. So anything else that was coming in was trickling out to where it seemed like there weren't any available. And I know it was really frustrating for everybody, and I apologize for that. But with the long lead times and everything, we missed the season because by the time we could increase orders to our factory that makes them and get them here, you know, just literally weeks and weeks went by where we couldn't refill the shelves. And that all had to do with the fact that the season, it took off in a vertical nature that we have never seen before.
No.
And nobody said, hey, you need 10 times the number of flat fall jigs.
And do you think Shimano would have loved to have had like a huge inventory of flat falls? Are you kidding me?
So, so again, I do sincerely apologize to all of our retailers and our customers for all the flat falls we didn't have, but it was not anything intentional. It's just simple supply, demand, production, lead times, and curves. It takes a long time to. People would be shocked at how long it takes to actually build something.
Yeah. I believe that.
It takes a long time to arrange materials and labor and all the things that are building. And say if you have a line set up to build, you know, and I'm just making up numbers, you know, 10 pieces a day, and all of a sudden you send a note to them and say, I need 500 pieces a day. That just doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. It takes so long. And then, you know, if we hire all these people and then the demand drops off, then it's just a really complicated mess that not everybody needs to know about. But again, I apologize for us not having them, but it's not a conspiracy. We are getting them back in stock. We're not raising the price on them, and you'll see them back on the shelves. And we're actually, I didn't even bring it up, but we're adding to the lineup with even some more models.
Oh, wow.
That are going to be really exciting for some really big fish and some really, really cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's coming. And I'll tell you right now, I hope that we are as short on flat falls.
Yeah, exactly.
Only because I hope the fishing is that good and that they're as successful again. But again, conditions last year were amazingly perfect for the flat fall. Dang. When you look on the meter at where the bait was holding and the type of bait and what the yellowfin were feeding on, oh man, you talk about stars aligning. The flat fall was it. I mean, Colt Sniper was great, but flat fall was perfect. The tunas were packed with those, I don't even know what you call it, I'm making it up, those long, like, trumpet fish looking things. And when you see them on the meter, that was a horizontal type deal, and the flat fall would go through that stuff, and it was just money.
The hint I would suggest, go buy some when they're in stock. Get them stock up,
and they're continuing to flow in and everything. But certainly,
because we're gonna have
they weren't there when people needed them. But you can't go wrong. The flat fall is not a flash in the pan lure. It's a really highly effective lure.
The real deal.
Just like
comes
you
with
stock,
the hooks on it already.
Yeah,
it's great.
Would stock up on good surface iron to know you have it when that bite happens. You know, is get your selection of flat falls so that you know you have them when the bite happens.
And what size do you recommend?
Well, you know, I think that's a tough one because that is all dependent upon where the bait is holding. And this year the bait was deep, and I think we're going to see similar situations but the bait may be slightly higher. So we had different days where the lighter ones were better and different days where the heavier ones were better. So, you know, you, like any lure, you need a little selection of each. I couldn't just say.
Yeah. 130s, 160s.
You know, if you had to pick one, a 130, 160, yeah, somewhere in that range, you kind of can't go wrong.
Right.
But I wouldn't go solely with that.
Yeah.
I just don't ever remember seeing a lure that is, I mean, it is similar in shape to a lot of what is out there. I mean, it's not, you know, worldly. It's obviously different, but I've never seen something that is similar to what is out there work at such a, so much better.
Yeah, just it's no doubt about it. It's just money, 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 money.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
All right, let's head down to Dana Landing. Steve Pinard's on the line. Good morning, Steven.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Dave. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing great. Big event this Saturday at Dana Landing, right?
Yeah. It sounds like, you know, you guys have talked about it quite a bit. So, you know, I just wanted to call in and, you know, go over, you know, everything that, you know, starts at 7 a.m. obviously with your broadcast. You know, it's a slow time of year, but right before the Bay Bass tournament. So we thought we'd throw something together and, you know, I mean, when you have a chance to listen to Corey Sandin, Jimmy Decker, Afrin from Warbit, and Benny Florentino.
No doubt. Benny Florentino will be our guest on the show for the 2 hours next Saturday at Live, along with other special guests I'm sure will be popping in live broadcast right out in front of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And then you have stuff that never goes on sale for just that day, right?
I think that's so cool.
Exactly. And that, I was just talking to Johnny about it, me and my manager here. And, you know, I mean, we don't need to have sales on MC swim baits and war baits, and I mean we're doing 20% off of clothing. I mean you just don't need to do it. This is all stuff that's, you know, great stuff that usually, you know, we barely can keep it in stock, some of it. So you know, just trying to have a, you know, winter time thing, and obviously it's right before the Bay Bass tournament. A lot of it, you know, it's all catered towards that bass fishing, but should be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Starts with live broadcast. Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday. Benny Florentino, a Shimano guy and a great fisherman, is going to be our guest in our remote studio there. And then at 10 o'clock, we all head over to Fast Lane Kayaks, your neighbor right there. Ron, again, is sponsoring the kayak division of the Bay Bass Tournament. And they'll be talking not just kayak fishing, but also all the fishing there with that panel. I'll be heading the panel discussion with Jimmy Decker, Benny Florentino, Afrin, Corey Sandin, and who knows who else will be chiming in and getting great information for about an hour, 10 to 11 o'clock right over there next to your next-door neighbor at Fastlane.
I'll tell you, if you've never had a chance to do or check out one of those, you know, panel-type seminars, it's cool. I mean, it's really fun because of what is spawned on by all the other guys there. You know, somebody might ask a question, whatever it is, Afrin, about war baits, and then, you know, Corey will go into about, you know, how it affects the swim bait, and then you got a guy like Benny or Jimmy that fish it all the time, and it just, you know, the one guy commenting on the other guy is what makes those things so cool. I can't wait. It's going to be a really fun day.
You know, that was kind of by design, you know, and I'll be honest with you. Seminars, there's people who know far more than I'll ever know about fishing, but my attention span isn't long enough. So I get started, and the next thing I know, I'm on my phone or whatever. So this is kind of an interesting thing.
Aren't
and, you
all?
Know, you can ask your questions, and just like you said, it's a whole different approach to learning. So, you know, that's kind of by design.
You know, we have a group of really, really innovative, exciting fishermen on our coast here, anglers.
Yes.
And these are some of them that we're all just mentioning, and there's more, but I give a lot of credit to all these guys because they're just constantly innovating and challenging and figuring out ways to catch stuff. It might be the most innovative group to come along in a long time, or certainly since I've been here, and I can actually now say a long time, but these guys are all really good.
Yeah,
and there is a lot to learn from them. There really is.
So check it out. Next Saturday, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right across from SeaWorld. Come on down. 7 o'clock is the start. A sale goes on till when?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. It's over. So the panel discussion at 10 o'clock at Fast Lane Kayaks, right next door to Dana Landing. And how about those Patriots?
A little tougher than I hoped, but I'll take
it. That was a good day in the Pinard household.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Steve, we'll see you next Saturday at Dana Landing.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's a big day in Mission Bay. Saturday, January 17th, Dana Landing will host a Big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale, and Fastlane Kayaks right next door will join the fun with all the new models of Hobie Kayaks. Fastlane is sponsoring the kayak division of the tournament, and they'll have their top pros in attendance to give you hot tips to win the big money. You can check out the new models of Hobie Kayaks, including the new Pro Angler, new Mirage Drive Outbacks, and more. See the latest fishing accessories for your kayak one day only, Saturday, January 17th. At Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to Fisherman'sLanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I want to remind you, be sure to check out our hookup1090.com. Great resource for all your needs there in fishing. We have a fantastic links page. But also, I want to draw your attention. You heard a spot for Cedros Adventures. You heard a spot for Whaler's Cove Lodge. Our trips page. Our trips are super popular. And in recent years, they've all been selling out very rapidly. We mentioned Whaler's Cove sold out. Kingfisher Charters had a couple of spots in June there to go to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka. I know there's a few spots left on the Cedros Adventures trips in July and September. Also, we will be posting within the next couple of weeks our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars and expanded schedule. We have a lot of great stuff, a couple trips on the Searcher, day and a half trips. We have the kayak trip on the Islander scheduled, and then some trips out of Dana War Sport Fishing, trips on the San Diego. Mark Mills and I have been working together on those Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars. Expanded schedule this year. It's going to be great. A lot of new tackle on there, a lot of opportunity for you to try and then get hooked on the Shimano tackle on those trips. So check it out. It's going to be on our trip page, hookup1090.com. Look at that, and also, you know, subscribe to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, Instagram, etc. It's a great time.
You got it. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. We got a guy on the line. Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. Great show again.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, Sherm.
Question. Back in August, I was fortunate enough to fish Cedros with Captain Benny, and he was using the Tranks reel, and, you know, I fancy myself a fairly decent surface iron thrower, and but I tell you what, he through a couple of times, dialed that thing in, and seemed like there's some kind of adjustment on the reel that he made a couple of times. But after he made a couple of adjustments, I mean, he was just dialed in with that reel. Is there some kind of different adjustment mechanism on that reel that makes it a little different than most?
Yes. The Tranx really is a giant star drag, or pardon me, a giant bay casting reel. So we have the variable brake system, which provides way more control option than a conventional star drag, which doesn't. You can't access really any sort of spool control other than the cast control tension knob on a conventional star drag. And that's one of the unique things about the Tranx that I think, I mean, you hit on a really great point that a lot of people don't even recognize about it, is that once, you know, you take the wind and the weight of the lure and all the things you're trying to do into account, and you adjust that variable brake system, which are the centrifugal weights on the spool, it's going to happen just like you said with Benny. It's just you're going to fire every time the same, really little to no variation in the casting
it's
performance.
Pretty awesome reel. Yeah.
I really like fishing a surface iron with straight Power Pro, but I never seem to get the same, you know, distance or same cast efficiency that I do with mono until I started using the Tranx.
Yeah.
And with the Tranx, I can cast 65 or 80 pound Power Pro every bit as far as I can cast mono my Trinidad 20. Is it mainly because of that variable brake system? Is it because the level line is so perfect? Is it a combination of everything? What is it about that reel that lends it to casting Power Pro better than anything else? For me, anyways.
Yeah, I think it's definitely both, because you're laying the line on so smoothly with the level line compared to your thumb, where even if you build up the line a little too heavy on one side of the reel or the other, it's going to impact the performance when it goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And Tranx will never do that. Plus, you have the variable brake system. So those two things in mind definitely has a big impact. And something I would argue now that's even way underutilized is smaller surface iron on some occasions for our fishing. And the Tranx is it. Absolutely it for smaller
A1s and double A's and all that little stuff.
Are you tying straight to Power Pro?
I always do. And
no leader.
For years. No leader.
Okay.
No.
There you go.
No.
Thanks, Sherm. Nice to hear from you.
That's the only thing I can't get behind.
For you, you're too good a surface iron fisherman.
I just can't.
You are so good. The fish is not even seeing the line. He's coming from the back.
I just can't do it.
And that Power Pro is so limp and cuts through the water, that jig just swims beautifully.
It swims better, you think?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Now, I admit, though, I'm fully intrigued by the guys that wire it old school, and I haven't done that. And I'm sure they have a lot of argument why that's better, and I believe it. It works for me.
That's right.
It works for me, man.
That's the
I
best
never
program.
Ever see them not pile on the jig because of its straight power.
Yeah. Thanks, Sherm. Good question. Appreciate the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Cliff, who's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Cliff, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Morning, Cliff.
Good morning. Boy, what a great show. It's two great presidents on this show. You got President Lissau-Hillup and President Toronto.
We just took an Instagram photo, too. If you want to check out our Instagram, you can see what we look like here in the studio.
Oh, we're
Dave
all dressed up.
Dave looks much younger
than
I do.
We're all dressed up. Yeah, my gray beard and my gray hair.
Yeah, I used to stay on tablets a lot, and I used to take my broken rods over there. And my last Torres rod, I broke, I took it over there, and they say they don't service them no more. Where can I go now to take my Torres rod for service?
You can always bring them directly to us, or I missed the first part of what you said and
just
where you are.
Mentioning that he typically goes to Save On Tackle to get his warranty stuff done, and was now wondering about where current warranty stuff could happen.
Oh, okay, yeah, certainly always an option with us directly with where you are, but, you know, I'm also I'm surprised that was Save On. I'm kind of caught a little flat-footed on that one, so... they're a great customer of ours and
great shop.
And such. So, but certainly
they've always done them in the past, but they stopped sometime back in June, and I don't know why. They didn't give me a reason.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe just a particular policy they have on their end or something.
I can't answer that one, but you can always call us directly, and we can help you out one way or another.
Would you call the service department?
Yeah, call the service department. Yeah. All the info's on our website.
Just call. Go to the website shimano.com. Click on service or search for service, and you'll get
the contact page is there, and there's every way to get a hold of us.
Yeah,
I gotta say, both as a user of the service and as a tackle store, both you guys are just, you know, it needs to be said again, the service after the sale that Shimano provides is so unlike everything else. Both as a guy who uses stuff that occasionally gets that needs service as a fisherman, and then dealing with the tackle store side when dealing on behalf of a customer, it's just. You guys do such a good job, and it's not just the fact that you go the extra mile to remedy the problem or offer a low cost, you know, fix to it. But the people that you deal with, the people in service are just awesome. So I just want to, on behalf of them, they're the
best. We have a
great
and really knowledgeable team. And, you know, they're all a bunch of fish heads, too. They all love to fish one way or another. Maybe not all saltwater or whatever, but, you know, freshwater. So they're very knowledgeable and good team. And
they're into it.
And, you know, admittedly, it's a challenging job because you're handling problems all day.
Exactly. That's why it needs to be said. They're great.
Yeah, they are.
They do a super job. And Cliff, you're one of the stars in our new YouTube video, so hopefully you'll check it out.
I sure will. I've got to wait for the show, though. I love the show first, and then that'll be my next thing, YouTube.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Bob, who's called us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Dave, got a question for you. I got a Christmas present. I already told Ricky about it. The wife got me a Trank HG for Christmas.
Oh, you lucky guy.
You must, yeah. Yeah, you did something right.
Yeah, about time.
We're all laughing and nodding at each other, by the way. So
I was talking to Ricky about it as far as Standard Power Pro on it. I want to load it up with 65, but we were debating on Standard Power Pro or Super Slick. But I was also wondering, I want to use it for surface iron, but what do you think about using that for yo-yo fishing?
I think it'd be absolutely fine for yo-yo fishing. I mean, you don't even have to worry about level winding at that point. No issue there. So really then just, you know, choosing whatever power. It's hard for me to say between Hollow Ace and Standard Power Pro. I mean, there's these pluses and minuses. On one hand, you know, I really like the feel of Hollow Ace. It has a great surface sort of energy to it, and it feels really good. It casts really nice. On the other hand, I've always baited that if you're not going to utilize, you know, whipping a loop in it, then it's like, what's the point? Because I actually have some friends that they spool everything with Hollow Ace, and then they tie biminis or whatever, they tie knots, and I'm like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's more, for me, just, again, because I'm such a tackle freak, resolving that in my head versus just, you know, going with the standard.
I think Bob's decision was Standard 65 or Super 8 Slick 65.
Ah, okay. I missed that. Then, tough. You know, I think that if you're doing a lot of casting, then I think you'd probably really like the Super 8. If you're tying a lot of connections, I think you ought to go with the Standard Power Pro.
So
that's my basic recommendation.
Super 8 does not tie connections as well?
Let me put it the other way. I think Standard Power Pro ties, if you're tying connection knots, like a back-to-back uni or something, I think it ties it even a little bit better because because the surface isn't as slick,
right?
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes.
Less
so,
likely to slip because it's
Super
not as slippery.
Slick has great knot strength, but again, I think if you're really tying connection, especially like fluorocarbon, and if you're tying some sort of back-to-back knot or something, it's just one of those like,
if you're looking for a reason, obviously both are going to be fine. But if you're trying to pull a reason,
is Super 8 Slick going to cast better?
I think it does cast a little bit nicer. That smoother surface is definitely a little bit nicer. And I do use Super Slick on some of my surface iron, tying directly to the jig and everything. Because there, what I do is when I'm tying directly to the jig, I just make sure to really, really pull and cinch the knot down. And once it's all the way down, then trim the tag and it's good to go. But what I find a lot of times with people making connections, especially in a hurry with like leader, they don't always really cinch down or they're hesitant. And you can really, like if you're tying a 40-pound fluorocarbon, man, you can pull until you like cut your hand. You're not going to break, but you get that cinch in the knot that you need. So it's really much more into the finer details. So short answer, either choice is great.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Mike in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I had one more question about the toriums, the new toriums. Will they have the Carbontex drags in them?
They are, gosh, you asked me a question that I don't. They are going to have certainly the carbon drags in them, and I believe it's going to be the same as you just mentioned.
Okay.
You caught me stuttering here because
I'm not sure.
Well, I've been actually using them and field testing them, and I tend to sometimes overlook some of all the like basic kind of stuff because I'm just using
carbon drags. Are they new?
Yeah, new? I think we made a slight change to it. I'm kind of thinking
cross carbon drag.
Yeah, it is the cross carbon drag, but I'm not sure if we're actually going to call it a new generation or not. How's that?
Okay. All right. Hope that answers
but
the
I know
question.
It's smooth because I caught
it's
a bunch
smooth.
Of fish on it.
Yeah. And it laughs. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about Lou calling us from Fullerton this morning? Hi, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Same to you,
you
Lou.
Too, Lou.
Hey, Dave, you were talking about how you preserve your fish and how you take care of them in the kill bag with ice and salt water. That ice melting into the salt water to the fish doesn't cause any harm to the flesh.
Good
is that
question.
Correct?
No, not that I've experienced. Now, I don't put a lot of salt water in. I just put enough to make, like, just barely a slush because it gets the ice colder. The salt water actually makes it colder than just plain ice. A lot colder.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I believe that it does. I think and it surrounds the fish better because there's no air pockets, there's no so I don't make like a bath with some ice in it. I mean I load the ice and I carry a lot of ice. Even for a few fish, I carry a lot of ice. I'm not talking 40 pounds. I bring 120 pounds of ice.
No messing around.
No, even for just, even if I only put, six small tuna in there, or a few yellowtail, I've still got, that's like my standard thing. Now, I've got a big fish hold in my boat, but I still put 120 pounds of ice and I put just enough water in there so that the ice just barely starts to move. You know what I mean? So that when you put the fish in, it's completely covered.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Just about a minute left to go to Captain Roy Rose aboard the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Pete. How you guys doing? Sorry for calling so late. We were a little busy this morning. Yesterday, we had very good fishing. We had 56 yellowfin tuna. 15 of those were 175. The 241, we had the four over two, and the rest of the fish is 120 to 170, 175, like that. Very, very good fishing. A few 90-pounders, but the bulk of it, like I said, is that 120 to 170, all up into that range. Very, very good fishing. This morning we have 16 fish up to 190 pounds,
jeez.
And again, the bulk of that fish is 120 to 170. So we're about to start another well here. So we're
going to
throw a bunch of bait and see what happens.
Oh, man.
Right?
Sounds great. Sounds like that bigger stuff's moved in and it's starting to bite and things are happening aboard the Royal Polaris.
Yes, that's what's going on right now anyway.
It wasn't like
that 3 days ago. Trust me, it was horrible.
Well, nice to hear it's turned around, Roy. If somebody wants to get aboard, are there any spots available?
Yeah, you want to give the office a call, area code 619-226-8030. Get a hold of Monica, Rhonda, or Christina at the office. I know there's a few spots on the last long trip of the year. That's the ST Long Range. It's a ride down, ride back, 15-day. I believe there's a couple openings left on that. I think February 8th has, two spots. So if you guys want to try and come on out and take a shot at it. We'd love to have you.
All right. Captain Roy Rose, Royal Polaris. Thanks for the call, Roy. Keep getting them. Nice to hear things have turned around.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy out there has got himself
the first
20A reel. Very cool prize. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport sport fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
If you're looking for the ultimate fishing opportunity in the East Cape at an affordable price, check out El Regalo Charters. This meticulously maintained Cabo 35 will pick you up at any East Cape resort. The expert crew of the El Regalo specializes in catching big tuna, wahoo, and kite fishing. No need to bring tackle. El Regalo Sport Fishing features top-of-the-line tackle included in the price. The boat is fast and very fishy. And if it gets too hot, just relax in the air-conditioned salon. Check out El Regalo Sport Fishing for your next trip to the East Cape. Call 619-307-1925 or check out elregalosportfishing.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a brand new Shimano Torium 20A reel when it comes out. Winner is Luke in Laguna Niguel. Luke, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Lucky guy. You're going to be the first one on the block to use that reel. And we're looking at the March time frame for the new Torium. It's an exciting product. And same for Max Quattro for Power Pro?
Yes, should be.
Kind of same time period?
Yep.
All right, look forward to that. And Dave, again, thank you for taking the time. I know you have a very, very busy schedule, and it's appreciated for you to come in and take time with us here.
So, I always do.
In the meantime, somebody wants more information?
You know what? Just hit our new website. Our new website's got it all. All the contact us, all the information and everything. Yeah, it was overdue, but it's a really good site, and anything that I can tell you is already on there.
You're already. Shimano.com.
Yep.
You can link Shimano.com. It right on the Let's Talk Hookup website. And want to thank you for listening this weekend. What a great weekend of shows. Next weekend, the same, live from Dana Landing in Mission Bay next Saturday with Captain Benny Florentino. And all the other guys will be there. You don't want to miss that. Come on down to Dana Landing next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. And their sale goes on till 1. The big seminar at 10 o'clock at Fastlane Kayaks there right next door. And then next Sunday, our good buddy Greg Stotesbury from AFCO will be here in the Mighty 1090 studio.
Don't miss that one.
Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. And stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next.